Launching from an Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed, here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Hello, everybody. I think we're off to a good start today, and that's good. You know, a lot of news out there. Thank you for tuning in to RBN, being faithful to keep this network on the air. Because, friends, you know, as you well know, the biggest thing that is the inhibitor of all of the dangerous circumstances around us right now is your free speech, the free press, our freedoms, our First Amendment. They're after that. They're trying to shut it down. And you folks here at RBN have been faithful for a long time, and I really do appreciate all of what you've been doing, how you've been helping us all out. We have a number of things you can do to help the network. I am a volunteer. I don't get a nickel. You know, I've been doing shows at RBN for I don't know how long, off and on. I've never taken a dime. I don't know that I've ever gotten anything, maybe a book or something once in a while. But, I enjoy doing what I'm doing, and this is my contribution because you people are so great. You really are. You're some of the finest people in the world. You've been listening for a long time, many of you. You know what we're up against. This is not new to you, of course. And so I'm glad to do my part. I'm glad to be back with you just one day a week, you know, and that's okay. That's fine for me right now because, I'm kind of busy. I'm working on some stuff that I'm going to get to you, and you're going to be some of the first people I'm going to offer it to, and I'm going to try to make it very reasonable, if not free, some of the most important information I've ever researched in my life. And as you know, you probably do know a little bit about this, and that is that, I produced a documentary I started in 1992, and the whole thing got shut down because we couldn't get any distribution for it. And so the guy that was backing the whole thing dropped out, which made me very angry because I put all this time into it, you know, not really getting anything out of the documentary except for the work that I had done. And he didn't want to fund it, and there was a breakup of our relationship. It wasn't very good. But the bottom line is it took me another 4 years, and I finally put out the film called HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. And I put that out in early 96. Let me make an adjustment here to my mic and kind of get it down a little further. Okay. But that film is up there. You can watch it for free. Take your lunch. It's a very long film. You will see that I actually had some video of Anthony Fauci, dated from 1993 when he appeared on ABC News. He was on Nightline debating Robert Root Bernstein, but he was on a special program called Day One. Do you remember Day One? It usually got canceled when Monday Night Football came on because they preempted it, you know, to run what was ABC Monday Night Football back then. But it ran for a little while. Kerry Mullis, if you know who he was, and great man, he won the Nobel Prize for inventing the polymerase chain reaction technology, the PCR test. He was a very vocal dissident against the viral AIDS hypothesis, meaning HIV was the cause of AIDS. I don't want to get into too deep of this, and I've talked about it before, but for those of you who are still relatively new to how long this debate and identification of Fauci has been going on as the criminal that he is, I have been involved with it myself for 30 years. 30 years. I have a son that's 28, and he wasn't even born when I started this. Anyhow, I've been warning people about this maniac for many, many years after he fed AZT to AIDS patients and killed probably close to 300,000 to 350,000 AIDS patients who slowly died of poisoning, taking a drug that is designed to destroy DNA. It's called AZT. And they had actually four different versions of the same kind of drug. It's a nucleoside analog. And if you look up in your catalog, you will find out there's another drug, that remdesivir, that Fauci was pushing for COVID. That is a nucleoside analog. What they do is they destroy DNA. They block DNA. They jam up the DNA chain, if you like. They're an analog of a nucleotide that gets it caught into your DNA, and it just like it's like getting chewing gum in your zipper. It stops the DNA chain from being able to replicate or operate. So that's what it does. Anyhow, it poisons people very slowly. Magic Johnson did not take that drug for very long. I think he took it for a week or so, got very sick, flushed it down the toilet, refused to take that drug, and he's still alive today and healthy, as far as I know. He went on to gain 30 pounds, which you don't do on AZT. Played with the Lakers again in the Olympic Dream Team, won some more championships, and he's very healthy today. So we were helping a lot of people who were testing positive for this this so-called virus HIV, and explaining to them a lot of things. And at that time, they were coming out with what they called viral load, where they were using PCR technology. Now, getting back to the story, I'm going to take it a sideline here. Let's tie it right back in. Terry Mullis had made a deal with ABC News that he would let them interview him over his discovery, his Nobel Prize-winning discovery of PCR, if they carried a piece exposing what was going on with HIV/AIDS. Back in those days, Capital Cities still owned ABC. This was before Disney bought them out. And what happened was they made a deal. There was a really good producer named Nick Regush there. He and a fellow by the name of Schwentzer, Regush Schwentzer Productions, agreed to that, and they got it worked through. And so they got this program on in which they had a piece that ran on day one, 20 minutes, exposing the arguments against the viral AIDS hypothesis. Now, this, keep in mind, there were already probably as close to as many as 300,000 deaths due to AZT by this time, okay? And so also, another interesting thing was happening in 1992. The numbers were starting to curve. The number of new cases, the number of deaths, everything was starting to decline. HIV/AIDS has been in decline, friends, since 1992. You can imagine that. Over 30 years. But they keep adding $1 billion to the budget every year. If you go to David Raznick's website, it's David Raznick. Raznick is spelled R-A-S-N-I-C-K. DavidRaznick.com, you will read a lot of information Dr. David Raznick has put up there. He has a degree in chemistry. He's been another one of those great people that's worked with this for many, many years. You'll see the budget. They have now wasted about $1 trillion on AIDS altogether. You'll see the GAO figures of over $600 billion, probably close to $700 billion by now. They keep adding $1 billion to that budget every year. So it's not like it's a total. It's like 1 year it's $2 billion, the next year it's $3 billion, the next year it's $4 billion. It's up around $36 billion plus $37 billion, you know, the next year. It just keeps adding. And with private contributions and all that. Okay, getting back to the story. I started doing this production in 1992 to expose all this stuff. And there was a segment where you can actually see Anthony Fauci, Tony, the rat Fauci, in our film. And it's about an hour and 41 minutes in. He was actually involved in the Gallo press conference on April 23rd, 1984, where they actually hoisted this fraud on the American people. And so this has been going on for a long time. You know, Robert Kennedy Jr. wrote a book called The Real Anthony Fauci with a good friend of mine, Celia Farber, helping him out. If you see the movie, you'll see Celia in it. And by the way, she has a great Substack. Celia Farber, C-E-L-I-A, of course. The name is spelled F-A-R-B-E-R, Farber, at Substack. You can get on her Substack. She has some great people. I'm on there all the time commenting and everything like that. Great lady, a bold lady, wonderful woman. Joan Shitton from Meditel and the BBC was doing productions on this. And anyway, to make a long story short, yes, this film, this portion actually got out on the mainstream in 1993, exposing what was going on with HIV and AIDS. And there you see Fauci putting pressure on the media to keep this all covered up. That's how long this has been going on, all this time. Now, that kind of leads into a story I thought we'd look at real quick here, you know, and this one, you know, comes well, it's actually posted by Steve Watson on InfoWars, but it's a video of Fauci blaming Trump for China's COVID cover-up. Oh, it's Trump's fault that China had a COVID cover-up and didn't talk to Fauci and work with everybody. You know, this virus, and by the way, Celia has a great story that's up there. You know, this virus is communism. It's basically the corona is communism. It's like all these doctors are now, you know, doctors without borders, you know, communists without borders. It's, well, we got to all pull together and we've got to all fight this thing worldwide. And you can see what it's doing. It's shutting down governments all over the world. Speaking of China, now there is some good news in all this. China is having a huge revolt. This revolt may be bigger than the Tiananmen Square revolt years ago. People are fed up with it. Thank God in China. I pray for those people, friends. I really do. I think the Chinese people, as a people and as a culture, are pretty remarkable people. But they have been under the heel of tyrants for centuries, millennium, really. And they need to be set free from all of this stuff. And they've been fenced in and held back. And They've been forced to stay in these little cubicles, some of them which aren't even finished buildings in some cases, for 100 days or so. They're running out of food. They're going out of their minds. They can't get out, and they're throwing things, and they're meeting up with the opposition. I pray for them. We need to pray for the people of China right now. So right at this point, you know, now Fauci steps in. You know, he's supposed to be resigning by now. I hope, you know, he doesn't need to be resigning. This man should not go quietly in the dark, friends. He should go with a rope around his neck at a Nuremberg trial, in my opinion. In my opinion, okay? I think he's committed all the crimes on 1,000 times greater than any of the Nuremberg doctors who hung for these kinds of things did. The world needs to stand up to these people. As you know, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, another one. Hey, I found out how to do a good Bill Gates impersonation. I was watching, I think it was Orrin Schroyer. If you want to do Bill Gates, all you got to do is hold your nose, see? And then it all works out. Yeah, this guy is a criminal too. All these people need to be rounded up. And this needs to happen all over the world. It is happening. That is the good news. I'm seeing more resistance. These lawsuits, RFK Jr. has been filing more. There are so many people rising up around the country. We know now the COVID, the fear that they perpetrated about this flu germ that probably wasn't even related to viruses at all. And we could talk about the viral theory if you like. But I'm going to say that the fear itself was way overblown. And they made flu disappear so they could make COVID appear. And they started classifying everything, including people who committed suicide out here in Colorado as COVID victims. You know, I mean, they did everything. Just like with Fauci and AZT, he needed dead bodies. See, the virus wasn't working, so he started poisoning these patients so he could get the numbers up. This is what this guy does. Okay, it's all about his industrial military, well, it's actually a medical military industrial complex. Now, as you know, we've been talking about for quite some time, they're coming back with another threat very soon. It's going to be starting. And you can see it's already building up in China with the problems over there. Is it going to be COVID this time, or is it going to be something else? We know the vaccine is very dangerous. Have you seen the film Died Suddenly yet? I'm not going to give a complete 5 stars because a lot of people have found a few problems with it. I think it's good, though. I think people should see it. You know, I, as a documentary producer myself, I can tell you that people are more impressionistic than they are impressed by facts and sciences, the things that you drive home. People come away with a feeling from watching a documentary. And there are maybe some technical problems with this film, but I'm not going to attack Stu Peters, and I'm not going to attack the people who are in it, especially all these morticians showing you all the blood clots they're pulling out of people's bodies. Probably by now you know somebody who has passed away directly related to COVID. Either they had the disease, they didn't take the vaccine, were put on remdesivir, or they were not given the life-saving treatments that were out there that were available that should have been used. And Dr. Zelenko, you know, who helped Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani, Bolsonaro, this fellow who had his own ways and means of treating these people with the disease and having upwards of an 85 to 90% effectiveness. He didn't have, I think, even one death with all the people he treated. It was over 3,000 or 4,000, maybe as close to 6,000. I can't remember the number. But then, you know, you've heard Dr. Peter McCullough say the same thing. You know, both of these people said that everyone was mistreated who could have been treated properly. I lost a very good friend in a ventilator situation down. He was working at a radio station. He was actually the owner of the station that I worked with here in Colorado. And, you know, he was a very good man, and we hated to lose him. But, you know, there have been a lot of people out there that we lost. And the thing is that people should not have died, even these cases. Then the jab came in, and now we see the numbers really going up higher. You know, one of my favorite people here at RBN is Steve Elkins, who is was an ER nurse and nurse practitioner, I believe. I'm not sure exactly all of his qualifications, but he's been doing this since the days before even becoming where he is now on ambulances. He knows how to treat people in emergency situations. He's very conscientious. I like Steve. We're good friends. And Steve will tell you, you know, having been through a lot of this himself, all of the things that they did wrong in this entire quagmire of Fauci's fraud, another fraud after all these years. But Fauci is now blaming Trump for China's COVID cover-up. You know, I wish, and I've said this before, Trump should be, he should be backing out. He should be getting out of this whole thing. He should be admitting that this was a terrible, terrible mistake. And that's what he needs to do, in my opinion. So, you know, we got some calls coming in. I think our break's coming up pretty quick here. And I'll get into a few things and be glad to listen to you and your ideas. As you can tell, I ramble and ramble and ramble. But Fauci is now blaming Trump for all of this stuff. And we're having this issue, as you can tell, that once again, Trump is caught in this thing and taking the blame. They're turning the blame on Trump when Trump should be turning the blame on Fauci. He should have never let Fauci run the country, friends. It's that bad. So, you know, we'll talk about that, some other things as well. Right now, as I said, some good things are happening. A lot of resistance is stirring. Don't be talked out of it. They want to shut down your free speech. They don't want you to say what we're telling you right now or hearing it, because people need to see that this jab has been a disaster. The numbers, even on VAERS, are probably only 1%. It could be the numbers of deaths could be mounting upwards of around 20 million in just the United States alone. I don't know the numbers for sure. I can't be certain of that. But they say only 1% are reporting on VAERS, and they have around 20,000 already, 25. So, you know, VAERS is the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. If you don't know, you can see it online. It's paid for by the government. They're supposed to supply this information to you. So, yes, we will get into some things. We'll get into the whole situation, of course, with Fauci and his latest claims. You know, Fauci says it was Republicans who clearly politicized COVID. That's what Fauci says. This man should be facing charges. We should demand it. We should demand this man to be facing charges. All the lies and everything he's done. 30 years of massive genocide, friends. That's how dangerous this guy is. Been covering him all that time. You can watch my film, HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud. HIV equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud, online. The best place to go is Top Documentary Films and click on it there. It'll take you to a YouTube link. Where you'll see it, but it's had millions of hits. There were a lot of these sites up there right when the internet started letting a lot of this information, the programs, you know, like Freedom to Fascism and Loose Change, a lot of those that people couldn't get were running for free. And now Google has betrayed all of us and become a system to start locking down your communications. Ron Paul wrote about that just recently himself. So we will get to that. You know, we'll talk about some other things as well. Key thing is, keep this network going, friends. We've got to stay in this fight. We've got to keep our free speech, because if we lose this, we're going to lose everything. We've got to be able to reach people, regardless of how they brand you, regardless of all the the flack you have to take from for talking to people about what's really going on. We need to keep going with what's happening here at RBN. And you can go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out how you can help. republicbroadcasting.org. You know that, I think, most of you. Do what you can. Let's keep it going. It can't just be just one outlet. You know what I mean? It can't just be Ron Paul. It can't be just Robert Kennedy Jr. It can't just be Alex Jones. It can't be just Stu Peters. It can't just be Republic. We got to all try to look out for each other and keep every aspect of this on, because so much of what's happening here is universal, and it's going to be affecting the entire population very soon. All right. Well, you know, I don't know if we got enough time for our caller yet. I think we're just short of a break time here, and we'll get into that. And if you do want to call in and make some comments, I'm still here, you know, and I like to talk to the people, like to talk to our listeners all the time out there. But, you know, once again, Fauci is up there. This man who should be facing charges has all the audacity to just lie to you, to your face. Well, we'll be right back. Here comes the break, and get right back into it. Stay with us on RBN.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews. cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What have we learned from the recent election? I'm Peter Serafin with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. All of the polls before Tuesday's election predicted a huge red tidal wave, but what really happened was more like a red sun shower. What does this indicate? It could mean that the polls just aren't relevant or reliable anymore. It could mean that Republican voters took massive wins for granted and just didn't turn out to vote. Some will say it's more proof of fraud or a selection rather than an election. I think the results show that far too many people put party politics above their own best interest. Polls showed that the economy and inflation were the number one priority of voters, and polls also showed that voters believe Republicans are better at handling those issues. But voters have been told for years that Republicans are racist Nazis. So maybe many people just won't vote Republican despite believing Republican candidates represent their own best interest. After all, who could vote for Hitler just because milk got too expensive? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
On down the road. Yes, we are. Welcome back to Lightspeed, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Steve Starrs, and I'm glad to be back with you. You know, volunteer, I boast the fact that I said I've never taken a dime from RBN. I've always just given my time. I've actually bought some of the products too and stuff. So I'm glad. I'm like you. You know, I'm just glad to be here. We've got to keep our free speech on the air, friends. This is vital. Look what's happened in China over the years, but now these people are rising up. Thank God we're seeing that. Okay, I think we may have Pat in Texas holding. Let's see if Pat is there right now. Pat, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Steve.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, I agree with you about products that extend the bites. Good stuff, okay?
All right, yeah. I hear that, too. I'm going to get some of that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And I wanted to say something about China. I agree we should pray for the people in China. They didn't really elect their leaders. But you know what I think? I really think that the people in China do not want to go and fight their war. And I think they're claiming that there's a COVID lockdown so they can't leave the country. That's what I think.
They're going to have a lot of trouble. As a matter of fact, you know, China has been ongoing, they've been experiencing and are right now in an ongoing collapse over there. Because, you see, here's the problem. When they started shutting everything down in terms of, you know, commerce around the world, you know, look at all the huge storage vessels out there, you know, the huge amounts of containers that were left. They're still out there trying to get unloaded. I mean, this hurt China as well. I mean, these people are, they're hurting as badly over there because they're losing all this business that they've built around this bubble, this big real estate bubble. They got these huge cities that are ultra modern and nobody living there. You know, I mean, they're having a real problem over there, but they're locking everybody up so that they can't get out in the streets or they can't have a real life. And this has been the long-term situation in China for many years now under communism. And now they're exporting it out here to all of us in the West. You know, and, you know, it's kind of funny that Putin is saying, I don't understand the West. We went through all of this. Didn't they learn anything from what happened to us? And what this whole thing is, you know, it's the corona communism is what it is, to shut down your economy. That's what they're planning to do. Another one is coming. But what do you think, Pat? You know, some ideas there?
No, I just wanted to say that. But I also think that that we have God on our side, and the people in China do, but they can't say that.
Right.
Same thing in Russia. They can't say it.
Russia's actually had a return to their Eastern Orthodox roots. It may not, it may be somewhat superficial, but China. Yeah. Go ahead, Beth.
When they have some big old mullah, you know, with the Catholic Church saying, "Well, we're pronouncing all of the soldiers in Russia who've died that they're going to go to heaven." Yeah, really? I don't think so.
Well, it's probably the Eastern Orthodox because the Catholics are actually the ones behind what's happening in Kiev. You know, if you get a chance to see a film, a really great film, look at Ukraine on Fire by Oliver Stone. And the former prime minister, I can't remember his name, he was actually there in Ukraine during the communist rule and was elected duly, and he had the economy in Ukraine, the GDP, doing wonderfully. That's when the coup started. They took him out of power. What he was saying is there's actually a religious war going on in Ukraine between the Austro-Hungarian Empire and Russia, the old Eastern Orthodox. So he said there's actually two religions there, two religions. There's the remnant of Catholicism in Eastern Europe, and then there's the Greek Orthodox. They're actually different religions, even though they are both Christians. They should be working things out, we would say, right? But it's the power structures behind them both. So that's what you're looking at over there. Russia has had a return to their Eastern Orthodox roots. Look into Eastern Orthodoxy. I think you'd be quite impressed that they don't have a pope. They don't venerate Mary. They're very similar. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And another thing, I don't believe what I hear from the mainstream media or anybody, because I go to Christian Broadcasting Network, and they actually have people on the ground there. But when it comes to Kherson, that city there, they were underground with them, and they know that they were hiding underground, and they know that they were dancing in the street whenever the Russians left. So, but, you know, we always hear it different over here. And I believe them. I believe Christian Broadcasting Network.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had some experiences over the years with CBN. And as much as I think they have a lot of good stories on there, I remember actually when we get back to the HIV/AIDS issue, I talked to Richard Hunt right after he covered the whole thing. You see, when this thing broke on ABC News, it was on CNN. There was a story that ran on there. It was on Christian Broadcasting Network. And Tony Brown's Journal on PBS, a great show, was running that as well. So, but CBN actually picked it up, too. But then they dropped it after a while. Okay, thanks, Pat. We got to get to Fred next. Thanks for the call. Be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned.
I want the truth! Can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right. Great song, great song. You know, hey, glad to be back with you. This is Lightspeed Times 2 with Steve Starrs. And, you know, talking to some older listeners. I shouldn't call them older because, but, you know, hey, I'm there. I got to be. Yeah, I've been around for a while. A lot of you have, too. And I'm going to get to that. But, you know, as Pat was talking about the whole story with CBN, I remember calling Richard Hunt and talking to him several times and sending him some letters, of course, and some information that he used. When the CBN actually ran a clip of that story, a portion of that same material interviewing Dr. Peter Duisberg about the problems with the viral AIDS hypothesis at the same time. See, this hit a lot of places. Tony Brown's Journal, CBN, ABC, all of these people were starting to tell you the truth about the HIV lie in 92, 93, and 94. And I called Richard Hunt and I said, Richard, stay with this story. Stay with this story. It's very, very powerful. But, you know, see, the church people all believed in a sexually transmitted disease called HIV that caused AIDS. Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they were, I know a lot of people, you know, I'm not trying to debunk the Christian model for sexuality, friends. Okay, I want to make that very clear. But HIV has never really been proven to be sexually transmitted after all these years. As a matter of fact, it's been proven not to be sexually transmitted. Dr. Walter Dowdle received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Centers for Disease Control. That name is D-O-W-D-L-E, Dr. Walter Dowdle, I believe is his name. And he was there, and he studied all these venereal diseases, sexually transmitted diseases, STDs. And he could give you estimates on how actively they were sexually transmitted, and he looked at things like chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, you know, everything else, you know, genital warts. And he did a study for the CDC using quite a few people that he tested, and a lot of these folks over a period of time. His conclusion, which ran in the Wall Street Journal, by the way, in 19, it took him almost 7 years for even the Wall Street Journal to publish this. He said the chance of catching HIV sexually with an unprotected situation from one person to another is like being hit by lightning. He didn't say it was impossible. He said it was 1 out of 1,000 encounters, okay? Then there was a lady by the name of Dr. Nancy Padium, and she had a study where she was looking at what they call discordant couples. In other words, the man had HIV, tested positive, and the woman didn't. And they had, I think it was 174 couples, okay, that's what is it, 348 or something like that, people all together, I don't know what it is. But the whole point is 320, I don't know, you do the math. Anyhow, they followed these people for 6 years, okay, to see about sexual transmission. Some people use safe sex all the time, some people part of the time, some people once in a while, and some people none at all. After 6 years and all these couples, there was a total of 1 minus 1. Zero. Zero. Z-E-R-O. No cases at all of sexual transmission of HIV, okay, between two people. So they still tell you this at the Centers for Disease Control today, that it's a sexually transmitted disease. See, the front office of CDC says just the opposite of what their research actually tells you. So their honored professor at CDC, Dr. Walter Dowdle, received a Lifetime Achievement Award telling people this. Then they confirmed it later on with Dr. Nancy Padian, and you can look that up, P-A-D-I-A-N, I believe is the name, the way her name is spelled. You can see that as well. There were no cases, zero, zero cases. This is how the CDC lies to you. They lie to you, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. Now, the problem with CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network, was, you know, they bought in, like all the church people, and the idea that HIV was a sexually transmitted disease, and they're still telling you that, because this was suited for them. It was their way of getting the church people behind Fauci's fraud. And look at all the churches that shut down wearing masks during the last plandemic. I call it plandemic. You see, I mean, the people out there in the churches aren't paying attention to stations like this and listening to people like us telling you what's really going on. We're being duped. We're being misled by everybody who's waiting to deceive, as the Bible says. Those who are gullible and aren't listening and aren't paying attention. That's why this station is so important. Okay, finishing all that up. I did tell Richard Hunt, though, to stay with this story, but the next day they went right back, you know, almost immediately to the same old dribble coming from these crazy people again. And this is why it doesn't stick. So I have a lot of respect for CBN, but at the same time, you know, it's kind of mainline. It's like Fox, you know, the part of Fox News, it's dysfunctional. Dysfunctional. Let's go to Fred in Iowa if we have time here. Fred, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Steve. I've been calling in to RBN for 7 years, 9 months. Hey, do you remember when I first talked to you about 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago?
Yes, I do, Fred. I do remember you very well. And I'm glad. That's why I was kind of glad to get you back on. As I said, I remember talking to a lot of the listeners, longtime listeners like you. And do you remember, Fred, that back in those days we were telling people that if Trump is elected, the first thing he needs to do day one is get rid of Anthony Fauci? Do you remember that? I think I said it at least 7 times on this network. Do you remember that?
No, I don't. And I was 77 then when I was talking. I'm not the same man that you're listening to now, but I had a message to get out, and I've been on 7 years, 9 months, and that message has not changed one iota. But I'm not going to take up a lot of your time, Steve.
No,
I'm
right. Go ahead. Well, it must be a good message. Let's hear it. I'm sure I heard it.
Okay, let's see if you do.
All right.
I want everybody to be informed and know the first beast of Revelation, the second beast of Revelation, which gives his power unto the first beast and makes a image of him, and the false prophet. I could go farther and describe who they are. Do you want it?
Yeah,
you
go ahead.
Remember that.
You're wading right into my area here.
Okay.
Hey, go ahead.
All right. I do not hate Catholics. I do not hate Protestants. Let me establish that right off the bat. I will die a Protestant. I will give my life. Okay. The first beast of Revelation is the Roman Papal System, Vatican. The second beast of Revelation, which gives his power unto the first beast and makes an image to him, is the United States of America. The false prophet is the apostatizing Protestant religion. Now, I believe and think that 99.9% of Catholics are ignorant. 97 or 98% of Protestant Christians are ignorant. And I have been on this for 7 years and 9 months, and I'll not give up.
Well, you know, there's a lot that there was an agreement with the... with this, you know, I will tell you that the first beast is a man, and the Bible tells you exactly who he is. Did you know that? And I'll actually, when I get this ready for you, Fred, I'm going to send this out to you. My biggest problem is getting people to actually look at the scriptures, because if they'll read this, they'll see it, and they'll say, oh, gee, wow. The first beast has lived before, and the Bible tells you exactly who he is. What people don't understand is that he makes a quantum leap from the time in the past to a time in the future. And why is that? Because he's been in the bottomless pit all these years. Now, you talk about the Catholic Church, and we're in a lot of agreement there. We know that there are cults and parts of the Catholic Church that are very, very deviant, dark, and satanic, particularly these orders, the Jesuits, Knights of the Equestrians. You know, I understand, and I'm not sure about all this, haven't had a chance to really check it out, but the World Economic Forum is essentially an evolution of both the Bilderberg and the Club of Rome into a new organization. So, yes, that's a very dangerous situation. People look at the United States and call us Mystery Babylon. I think we look like Mystery Babylon because, as the Bible says, our leaders are in bed with this whore. That's why it is. That's why we have 7 Catholics on the Supreme Court. There are 2 of them that are very good, I think, Alito and Thomas. And there's some great conservative Catholics out there, by the way, and I know a lot of them, and they're disturbed about this as much as you and I are, Fred. But, you know, there's no Protestants. 2 Jews and 7 Catholics, you know, on the Supreme Court. Anyway, I'll get you the one reason why I would say that is because the beast actually destroys Rome. That's because he has an old grudge against them. And that might be a little clue, you know, as to what I'm saying. I can't go into that right now because I don't have the information to put it in your hands, Fred. I wish I could go into this deeper. But to really do the kind of job I'd like to, I'd like for it to show you what the scriptures say.
Okay, you made my day. It's
good to hear from you.
A little bit longer now. You're doing a fine job.
Thanks, Fred.
Satan is not in the bottomless pit right now. He's right here on Earth.
Yeah, he's in the heavens.
Evil angel. He won't be in the bottomless pit until Christ returns and takes people that died in Christ,
right,
and the people that happen to be living then that are in Christ. And then for 1,000 years we will be with Christ, and there will be no living people on earth at that time for 1,000 years.
Except
one more. Okay. Except the people that died in Christ and are in the grave. So he can't corrupt anybody.
Yeah.
But when Christ recreates the earth, he will resurrect the people that died without Christ. And then the devil will be out of the abyss. And I won't take up any more time.
No,
but
good.
You're doing a fine job. You made my day. I hope
all
you
right,
get
Fred. Yeah.
I please.
I'll have to tell my friends. Etheric Dave will be glad to hear that you called in. Anyhow, it's good to talk to you, Fred. Thanks so much. Yeah, we'll get into this some more. And as a matter of fact, friends, one of the reasons why I haven't been real regular here on the network is due to the fact that I am working on some things I want to put in your hands. It's not easy. What I'm saying, well, I'm going to be honest with you, it's coming from the high command. All right. I am not a genius. I'm not going to tell you that I'm super special. Sometimes I wonder, why me? God, why me? Never say that. You know, never say that. I mean, you can wonder, but God has his reasons. Okay. So just do what you're supposed to and don't question why God has called you to do whatever you're doing. You, all you folks out there, you have a mission. You have a place. You're there. You're doing what you're doing. I want to encourage you. You know, sometimes you might think it's over your head, too hard. Sometimes you might think it's insignificant. But whatever it is, do what God has given you to do, and do it with all your heart, and the Lord will be pleased. And you're going to hear that, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And so, you know, just like Fred and Pat and so many others that have called in, you know, people I remember from years back. And, of course, I also want to sound like a broken record again, say that we were warning people about Fauci before Trump even had the GOP nomination, friends. That's how long I've been tracking this guy. So now you see him criticizing Trump. Isn't it amazing how he decides to just haul off and kick Trump in the ass one more time? And Trump put up with it all this time. Trump is under a curse, friends. He's under a curse. I mean, that's not my call. What is Trump under a curse? Four times in the book of Revelation, the word sorcery, sorcery, sorcerers. If you look at that word, it's different than all the other. It's differently derived from another word that's used for sorcery, which is, you know, you're talking about like Harry Potter, you know, mythical spells and stuff like that. No, in the book of Revelation, the word sorcery is derived from the word pharmakia, pharmakia, pharmakias. That's the word we have for pharmacy, big pharma, friends. If you look at it, there are four references in the book of Revelation. Everyone is referring to this drug industry. And that can include things like fentanyl. It can include a lot of these other products that are out there that people are using and getting sick, and they're killing people for, and they're dying themselves on overdose and mixtures and things like that. So this word pharmakia is very big. And the Bible tells you clearly that through the pharmakia, the kings of this earth became very rich and began to perpetuate these kinds of things. What does that mean? You're seeing it exactly right now. That our country has been overrun by this. Trump is under the spell of this pharmakia. He's underneath a curse. God has put him on the sidelines. Is God going to bring him back? I don't know. But it's like King David. If you want to read something, this is, Fred, if you're still listening, read 1 Chronicles chapter 21. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, when David numbered Israel, he brought a curse upon the nation. That's exactly what they're doing with you right now. They're numbering you. You're being numbered by the social credit score and your vaccine passport. That's what's coming in next, friends. I'm telling you, this is coming in very quickly. We'll get into that topic a little bit, too, and get into that because there's some great stories out there. I know we're probably running out of time. We may have to come back and fill in a little bit more, fill in the blanks a little bit more. Maybe Steve Elkins and I will do a show on or a segment or something like that sometime because Steve and I are, like I said, I really like Steve. He's a great guy. Like all the hosts on here, and I like all you people. I'm just trying to be positive. But, friends, Trump is not going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. You can read that in 22:15, Revelation 22, chapter 15. These people are not going to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Trump needs to repent of allowing Fauci to run this nation. And look what he did. See what's happening here? They're coming in, again, with another controlling lockdown. This is all in the plans. Biden has been, if you've been following this, you know, Biden has already signed these documents all along, back to March and just recently. The World Health Organization, this communism that's being controlled by these maniacs at the World Health Organization and the UN are taking over your country, and they're going to take it over the media, everybody but people like us out there who are telling you exactly what's going on all this time. So, you know, I'm preparing you. Not that I like it, friends, and I don't like being an I told you, so I tell you I hate it. You know, because when, you know, what they say is that those that don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it, and those of us who've been warning people historically are doomed to have to warn them again. Hey, we'll be right back to a few more comments and the show's over, but stay with us right here on Lightspeed, RBN.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
Welcome back. Last segment here of Lightspeed. Steve Starrs here with you. Always a pleasure. Always really good to have all you folks along. And I am, I'm glad. I hope you had a very happy Thanksgiving weekend. And we're going to, you know, try to hold together. Friends, we're talking about what's coming and what we're facing. We know things are going to continue to go on in Ukraine for a while. I saw the map of the light situation that was up there. I don't know if you noticed that, but I mean, about 80% of Ukraine is out of light and energy right now. It's dark. I mean, you can just see a big shadow where the city lights used to be from space right now. These people are not getting a good deal out of all of this. This is destroying Ukraine more than anybody right now. And I feel sorry for them. You know, I think a lot of them knew that their government was overrun by Soros and people like that who had this plan to create this problem. You know, I heard Dr. Stan Monteith say something a long time ago that I think is pretty powerful and worth listening to and remembering, and that is that these globalists who we think have all this smarts and organization and planning really are only a part of history in terms of people who have tried to do things like they're doing now and failed. What Dr. Stan said was, whenever you start a revolution or a war, you have no guarantee how it's going to turn out and who's going to end up in control. And so whatever they're doing here is not really something that they've all got figured out on 3D chess. Obviously, these people are idiots. So things are coming apart in China, which is good. We have more professors and people like that, medical experts, standing up against the COVID mandates. The shot was a disaster, friends. We told you before this happened, it was not going to protect you from getting infected. It was not going to protect you from spreading it to somebody else. And it wasn't going to decrease your amount of time in the hospitals. All of these things, there was absolutely no reason at all. Then we told you that this has not been approved. It's got a lot of dangerous features. This could be the most disastrous thing that could happen. And it has been so far by taking it. I'm surprised there haven't been more people dying, but I do believe, that there have been probably as many as 2,000 different experiments going on. They're just experimenting on you like lab rats. They admit it. That's what, look at this terminology, immunobridging. It's called immunobridging. This is what even Obama said. Hey, we don't need to run phase 3 trials. We've already given it to 3 million people. You know what I mean? They're using you as the test rats for this whole thing. There was never an excuse or a good reason at all for anybody to go along with any of this, especially with a disease agent that had a 97.5% survival rate. And I think that that number is actually low comparatively to what it really is, around 99%. Maybe 3 people out of 1,000, most of those people would be aged and infirm. There was never a reason for people to take this vaccine to begin with. It was a dangerous jab full of all kinds of crap. Now, it's very possible that there are a lot of different experiments going on. That's why in certain regions you see certain individuals who are involved, who have taken certain batches, who are very sick and some who are not later on. We don't know how many people got a placebo in this. We don't know how many different tests there are. You know, to think that all of these vaccines, even though there are 4 companies making different ones, are the same is crazy. So we know what's happened here, okay? Well, we'll pick it up again next week. In the meantime, stay tuned and stay in support of RB. And Steve Starr is here. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you again soon. Bye now.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.